Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Psalm 34, verse 10. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Have you ever thought that in following God, you'll miss out on lots of good things? I certainly did. When I heard the call to ministry, I was 19, and I struggled with the idea of answering the call because it seemed to me that I would be sure to miss out on so much. I was clearly going to miss out on the money which my chosen profession would have brought me. And then this particular verse came to my attention. It was God's promise to me that I wouldn't miss out, and I haven't, and you won't. God is better able to provide for us than anyone. And when we're obedient to him, then he will generously provide us with everything we need. This same principle applies to all aspects of following God. When you give to God, you will never miss out. When you give him your time, your talents, your possessions, or your future, you'll never lose out. As Paul wrote in Romans, "And who could ever give him so much that he would have to pay it back? For everything comes from him. Everything exists by his power and is intended for his glory." That was in Romans 11, verse 35 and 6. I'll never forget going to see my bank manager whilst I was struggling with the idea of my call to ministry when I was 19. He solemnly advised me that pursuing ministry would have grave implications for my future income. He was a kind man, and I listened thoughtfully to his advice. How glad I am that I didn't take it. Of course, he was absolutely right about my income, but true wealth has little to do with money. Quote an earlier version of that verse from Romans, "God is no one's debtor. He always gives and gives and gives again." Let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that you are so incredibly generous and that in following you, we will never miss out on anything that is good. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbean. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.